sit around with my thoughts, but I want my Mrs. Big Horse.
Thank you.
White Horn?
Thank you.
It's that time, so we'll go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress to order. 2020 HUNCA session. Today's date is April the 22nd. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Potts, would you render our morning prayer, please?
Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the rain, and we thank you for just giving us the opportunity to again serve the Osage people. Just watch over our families, be with those that are sick, be with those that are working in the healthcare industry to heal. Just watch over us and guide us as we move this nation forward together. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal. Take a few moments to approve the journal from yesterday, please.
Motion to approve the journal, Walker.
So motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second, Maker.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next we're on reports of select committees. Are there any reports of select committees at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 2036, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC 2311 and then insert Section 2323 to require continuous access to financial records to the Osage Nation Congress and to add a penalty for preventing access and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors myself. Final committee action is due pass with amendments. with 5 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Edwards, Stabler, 1 no vote, Walker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Are there any other reports of select committees? Hearing none. Moving on to reports of standing committees. Are there any reports of standing committees at this time?
Mr. Speaker, Congressman Big Horse.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, government operations met yesterday, April the 21st at 8:30 a.m. To consider legislation. The first piece of legislation was resolution ONTR 20-16, a resolution to express support of the executive branch application and approval grant funds through the U.S. Paycheck Protection Program, recently authorized by the Congress, to recognize the executive staff for their accomplishment in obtaining the approval of our Fort Bernay, and to commit to taking any further action necessary to complete the transfer of federal funds to the nation. The sponsor was Congressman Archie Mason. The final committee action was due pass with 6 yes votes. Voting yes, Goodfox, Potts, Tillman, Walker, Maker, and Big Horse.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse.
Moving on, the committee also considered ONTA 20-24 to establish a merit-based system of employment and foundation components and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Goodfox. The final committee action was due pass with the committee substitute. Voting yes was Goodfox, Tillman, Walker, Maker, and Big Horse. 1 no vote, Congressman Potts. Moving on, the committee also considered ONCA 25, an act to establish reasonable employee pay adjustments for merited employees of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Goodfox. The final committee action was due to this. 5 yes votes, Goodfox, Tillman, Walker, Maker, Big Horse, 1 This is the end of my report, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Are there any other reports of standing committees at this time?
Speaker Tillman, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. The Commerce, Economic Development Committee and Gaming Committee met yesterday regarding Resolution number ONCR 2006, a resolution to designate Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC, pursuant to the Limited Liability Companies Act, as the sole member of both entities. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Goodfox, Pratt, Whitehorn, Lemon, Stabler, and 1 absent, Walker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any other reports of standing committees at this time? Hearing none. Next item on the agenda, General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2008, an act to authorize and appropriate $37,500 to the Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty with my computer at this moment. So give me just one moment, or I'm okay if you would like to read it, sir.
Okay. If that's fine with you, I'll go ahead and read this in. ONCA 20-28, an act to establish the formal standards used to promote the health and general welfare of the Osage people, culture, economy, and natural resources through food and agriculture production. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. ONCA 20-08 and ONCA 20-28 will advance to general order day two on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we're on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to notice that the Appropriations Committee will be meeting from 1:30 to 3:30 today, followed by the Education Committee from 3:30 to 4:45, followed by the Revenue Advisory Commission from 4:45 until 5:30.
Thank you. Any other additional motions and notices? I have two things I just want to go over. I'd like to remind the members of Congress that the Gaming Enterprise Board is having their special meeting today at 11 o'clock. I believe they have sent each of us the access code and phone number to dial in to that meeting today at 11. If you have questions, I'm sure they will allow each of you to ask those questions or have comment. So that starts at 11. I'm going to read a statement that I have prepared as far as we all know that we are nearing the end of session. Our last scheduled date to have session will be this coming Monday, which gives us today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday if we wanted, and then on Monday. We're approaching the end of the legislative session, and it is my intent to adjourn the HUNCA session on Monday. After today's Gaming Board meeting, we should be able to advance the 2021 projected revenue resolution through to a vote. The legislation on general order will likely be considered, and any other legislation the body approves for fast track consideration will get a vote. As a notice to the Congress, I will be unavailable on Friday after 3 p.m. The consideration of the constitutionally required executive appointments is complete. If the body feels otherwise, please so move. Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We'll move.
Second, Mrs. Allen.
We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.